这边是代表耶稣基督的在十字架上所流的血流的纪念他们纪念。
This cup represents the new covenant that was established on the cross. Let's take it together.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you that through Jesus' blood, you have washed away all of our sins.Lead us to always remember just how gracious and loving you are.
给我们请你引导我们经常记得你的慈
爱。Help us to always give thanks to you for your great salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ.
让我们能够感恩感谢你赐给我们的救恩。
And help us to give thanks and just love you with all our hearts.Each and every day.
也就是帮助我们能够感恩并且爱你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告奉耶稣的名。
今天的经文是约翰一书第四章第七节到第十六节，其实是十六节。
Today's passage is from 1 John chapter 4 verses 7 to 16.
我只用中文念，然后你们看英文的就跟着看。
We will only be reading in Chinese, so please follow along in English.
约翰一书第四章第七节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。神将他的灵赐给我们，从此就知道我们是住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。 父差子做世人的救主，这是我们所看见且做见证的。凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。神爱我们的心，我们也知道，也信。我曾经说过约翰一书有三个重点。
Once I've mentioned that there are three main points in the book of 1 John.
其中这个重点就是神是爱。
One thing is that God is love.
其余两个重点就是神是光，神是生命。
The other two are God is light and God is life.
关于爱的经文在约翰一书出现不少次。
There's many passages in 1 John concerning love.
刚才我们所念的经文是使徒约翰第三次讲到爱的事情。
And the passage that we just read is the Apostle John mentioning the subject of love for the third time.
第一次是在二章第七节到十一节。
The first one is in chapter 2, verses 7 to 11.
这段经文讲到一个弟兄爱其他的弟兄。
And this passage talks about a brother loving his brother.
这个人就行在光明当中。
And this individual is walking in light.
他与神有相交，并且与神有一个密切的关系。
He has fellowship with God and he has a close relationship with God.
第二次是在三章第十节到十四节。
And the second passage is from chapter 3, verses 10 to 14.
这段经文讲到一个爱神的人是一个属神的人。
And this passage says that a person who loves is one who belongs to God.
可见爱是约翰一书所强调的事情。
And so we see that love is a subject that's emphasized in the book of 1 John.
今天的经文再次邀请我们要彼此相爱。
Today's passage once again invites us to love one another.
为什么我们要彼此相爱？
Why do we need to love one another?
这段经文里面一共提到四个原因，为什么我们要彼此相爱？
This passage gives us four reasons why we ought to love one another.
第一个原因，我们要彼此相爱，这段经文讲，因为神是爱。
The first reason this passage tells us is because God is love.
我们再来看第七节到第八节。
Let's look at verses 7 and 8.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。
Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God.
凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。
Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God.
没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
这两节经文谈到约翰一书其中的一个重点就是神是爱。
And these two verses talk about one major theme in John, and that is God is love.
爱是从神而来的。
Love comes from God.
根据原文，这个爱是指约翰一书约翰福音三章十六节所讲的爱。
And according to the original language, this love mentioned here is the same love mentioned in John 3:16.
也就是神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And such that for God so loved the world that he gave his only one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
这种爱是不附任何条件的爱。
Such love is an unconditional love.
我曾经讲过好多次，在希腊文里面，爱有三种意思。
I had mentioned many times in the past that in Greek there are three words for love.
爱，比如说希腊文 eros， 还有第二是 philia， 还有第三是 agape。
And there are three words: eros, philia, and agape.
Eros 只会拿。
Eros is one that can only take.
只为了自己的好处啊、和享受。
It's for personal pleasure and enjoyment.
Philia 呢，就是又会拿又会给。
A philia love is a give and take love.
啊，为了自己的好处，也为了别人的好处。
It's for your personal benefit, but at the same time for the other person's benefit.
啊，比如说你送我一袋水果。
For instance, you give me a basket of fruit.
我就送你两粒榴莲。
And I'll give you two durians.
Agape 呢， 只会给。
Agape, however, only thinks about giving.
啊，不期望任何的回报。
It is not in hopes of getting anything back.
这就是神的爱。
And this is God's love.
圣经里面《路加福音》十五章讲到一个浪子的比喻。
In the Bible, in Luke chapter 15, it talks about the parable of the prodigal son.
啊，这是一个很熟悉的圣经故事。
This is a very familiar biblical story.
其实这个比喻真正的意思是讲到一位慈爱的天父。
The real story behind this parable is talking about the loving father.
比喻里面讲到一个儿子要他的父亲把那个家产分给他。
The parable talks about a son who desires to receive the inheritance.
然后离开了父亲，到一个远方的地方去过一个浪子的生活。
He left his father and went to a distant country to live a wanton life.
然后故事里面讲到这个孩子到了一个远方的地方，钱用光了。
And the story continues and says that this son went to this faraway land and used up all his money.
你知道没有做工，用钱很快就用完了。
If you're not working and you only spend money, you know how quickly money goes.
然后刚好这个地方又有饥荒。
And at the same time, there was a famine in the land.
啊，连吃都没有。
And he didn't have enough to eat.
如果你看那个比喻的话，这个儿子要吃猪所吃的。
If you look at the parable, the son even wanted to eat what the pigs were eating.
啊，一个犹太人吃猪所吃的是不能够想象的事情。
It's unimaginable for a Jew to eat what the pigs are eating.
那么最后这个儿子他后悔。
Finally, the son came to his senses.
他知道自己错了。
He realized he was wrong.
所以他回到他父亲那里去。
And he returned to his father.
虽然这个儿子自行几路。
Even though the son went on his own path.
沉沦在罪恶当中。
And he was sunk in the mire of sin.
但是这位父亲没有计较他的过错。
But the father did not mind his offenses.
比喻里面讲到这个父亲欢迎这个儿子回到他家中。
And the parable says that the father welcomed his son back.
并且准备了上好的东西来迎接他。
And you prepare the best thing to welcome him back.
这就是神的爱。
And this is God's love.
这种爱是从神而来的。
And such love comes from God.
爱，神是爱的源头。
God is the source of love.
就像第七节上半节这么说。
Just as the beginning of verse 7 says.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神而来。
Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God.
因为神就是爱，相信他的人必须要彼此相爱。
Because God is love, therefore everyone who believes in him must love one another.
彼此相爱是主耶稣基督赐给我们的新命令。
And to love one another is the new command given by Jesus.
如果我们不彼此相爱的话，
If we do not love one another,
我们就违背了主的命令。
Then we have disobeyed Jesus' command.
今天有不少的教会有纷争。
Today there are many problems within churches.
原因就是没有彼此相爱的心。
And the source of the problem is the lack of love for one another.
每个人都认为自己比别人强。
Everyone believes that they're better than the others.
不肯让步。
They're unwilling to step back.
也不愿意谦卑下来。
And they're unwilling to humble themselves.
所以第七节下半节到第八节这么说。
The second half of verse 7 and verse 8 says,
凡有爱心的都是由神而来，并且认识神。
Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God.
没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
我们看到爱跟认识神有密切的关系。
And we see that love and knowing God has a very close relationship.
一个有爱的人是一个认识神的人。
Someone who loves is one who knows God.
相对的，一个没有爱的人是一个不认识神的人。
Likewise, a person who does not love does not know God.
就这么简单。
It's that simple.
所以，爱是神的特性。
So, love is an attribute of God.
一个认识神的人必定会有爱心。
A person who knows God will love.
因为他是从神而生的。
Because he's been born of God.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音十三节 13章35节告诉我们。
And therefore, Jesus, the Bible tells us in John chapter 13, verse 35.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
因此，爱是基督徒信仰的一个考验。
Therefore, love is a test of Christian belief.
既然神是爱，我们的生命里面必须要表现出神的爱。
Since God is love, so through our lives we ought to be able to model God's love.
没有爱，代表我们不认识神。
Without love, that represents that we do not know God.
第二，我们应当彼此相爱。
Second, we need to love one another.
因为神先爱我们。
Because God first loved us.
爱不是口讲的，是以行动来表现出来。
Love is not something you just say, but it is carried out by action.
第九节，神差他独生子到世间，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了。
Verse 9, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his only, one and only Son into the world that we might live through him.
神在2000年前差他的独生子来到这个世界上。
And 2,000 years ago, Jesus sent His only Son to the world
把我们的罪除去
to take away our sins
使到我们得到这个永生的生命
so that we can have eternal life
那么圣经也同时告诉我们罗马书六章二十三节
The Bible in Romans chapter 6:23 also tells us
因为罪的工价乃是死唯有神的恩赐在我们主耶稣基督里得啊，乃是永生
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
自从亚当犯罪之后
And ever since Adam sinned,
人必须要面对罪带来的后果
Man must face the consequence of sin.
但是因为神的爱
But because of God's love,
神为我们开了一条出路
God opened up a way out for us.
使所有相信他的人不至灭亡反得永生
so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
刚才我们讲那个浪子的故事
We just mentioned about the parable of the prodigal son.
这个浪子拿到父亲的财产
The prodigal son got his father's inheritance.
然后到一个远方的地方去花天酒地
He went to a distant land and wasted the money.
然后他后悔了
He repented.
他回到父亲的面前
and he returned to his father.
真正的孩子所做的他应该得到他的后果
All that the son has done he should be receiving the consequences
今天我们看到有多少这样的父亲
We see many of this type of fathers today
如果有个这样的孩子把你的钱都用光到一个远方的地方去花天酒地
If a son wasted all his money
你要他回来吗
you want him back?
但是这就是神的爱
But that is God's love.
第十节说不是我们爱神乃是神爱我们差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭
And verse 10 says This is love not that we love God but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sin
神所表现的爱不是是单方面的
The love that God expresses is a one-directional love.
就好像刚才我讲的那个 agape.
Just as the word agape.
只会给。
A gift.
但是没有拿。
It's not taking.
不是好像你送我一袋水果，我送你两粒榴莲。
It's not as you give me a basket of fruit and I give you two durians.
这个不是 agape.
This is not agape.
Agape 只会给。
Agape only gives.
所以神给我们。
So God gives us.
他也没有期望任何的回报。
He expects nothing in return.
神的爱在他的行动里面表现出来。
God's love is expressed in his action.
他赦免了我们的罪。
He has forgiven us our sins.
所以赦免跟爱是有密切的关系的。
And forgiveness and love has close relationship.
没有赦免就没有爱。
Without forgiveness, there is no love.
当我们不能够赦免一个人的过错的时候
When we cannot forgive someone,
我们没有办法去爱那个人
we cannot love them.
所以神首先赦免了我们的罪
So God first has forgiven us.
然后他把他的独生子赐给我们。
And he sent his son.
使我们不必面对那白色大宝座前的审判。
So we would not have to stand before the judgment of the great white throne.
神的爱首先是赦免。
God's love forgave us.
然后是给。
And then gave.
这就是神的爱。
And this is God's love.
我曾经见过好多的人不愿意原谅那些对不起他的人。
In the past, I've met many people who were unwilling to forgive those who have wronged them.
直到他们没有办法去爱这些得罪他们的人。
To the point that they could not love those who have wronged them.
神是要我们学习他的榜样。
God wants us to learn from his example.
十一节说，亲爱的弟兄啊，神既这样爱我们，我们也应当彼此相爱。
Verse 11 it says, Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
所以当我们不能够去原谅一个人的时候，
So when we cannot forgive someone,
那么就让我们想起神的爱。
We need to remember God's love.
诗篇讲到神的爱是何等的广阔高深。
And the Psalm tells us how deep and wide is God's love.
自从人类犯罪以后，神的爱就表现出来。
And ever since a man first sinned, God's love was expressed.
虽然以色列的子民好多次离弃了神，
Even though the nation of Israel oftentimes turned their backs on God.
我们看圣经的时候，特别旧约圣经，讲到神没有离开以色列人。
But we see through scripture that God did not abandon his people.
每一次神都以行动来表现他对以色列人的爱。
Every time God used action to express his love towards his people.
旧约和西亚书谈到神如何去爱以色列人。
And the Old Testament, Hosea talks about how God loved his people.
书里的内容讲到一位妻子离开她的丈夫成为一个淫妇。
And the scriptures talked about how the wife loved her husband and became an adulteress.
何西亚书里面所讲的淫妇是代表以色列人。
And the adulteress in the book represents the Israelites.
丈夫是代表神。
And the husband represented God.
虽然以色列人好像一个淫妇离弃这位神。
And even though Israel was as an adulteress who loved God,
但是这位丈夫代表这位神没有离弃以色列人。
Yet the husband who represented God did not leave her and his wife.
他主动的去把她找回来。
He took action to find her.
神的爱就在这里表明出来。
And God's love is expressed here.
神在2000年前把耶稣基督赐给我们。
And 2,000 years ago, God sent Jesus to us.
神的爱就在这里面，这里显明了。
And God's love is represented here.
而十一节说，亲爱的弟兄啊，神既爱我们，我们应当彼此相爱。
And verse 11 it says, Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
为什么我们要彼此相爱？
Why do we need to love one another?
第一个原因是因为神就是爱。
One is because God is love.
第二原因是因为神先爱我们。
Second is because God first loved us.
第三，因为借助我们，别人看到神。
And thirdly, through us, then God, others will be able to see God.
请看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
No one has ever seen God.But if we love one another, God lives in us and His love is made complete in us.
这篇经文告诉我们，从来没有人见过神。
This verse tells us that no one has ever seen God.
但是当我们彼此相爱的时候，神就住在我们里面。
But when we love one another, then God is living in us.
爱使到我们与神同在。
Love causes us to be with God.
虽然没有人曾经见过神。
Even though no one has ever seen God,
人可以从基督徒的身上看到神的爱。
Man could see God's love through Christians' lives.
当教会里面弟兄姐妹彼此相爱的时候，
When in a church, brothers and sisters love one another.
外面的人进来教会，
Other people come in.
特别是还没有信耶稣的人，
Especially those who have not yet believed.
他们立刻会感到不同。
Immediately they will feel a difference.
他们可能会为什么这群人这么有爱心？
They may ask, why does this group of people have such love?
我记得我刚接触到福音的时候。
I remember when I first was in contact with the gospel.
我就开始去教会。
I started going to church.
教会里有一位非常有爱心的一位弟兄。
There's a brother in the church who really loved God.
他关心我，把我当成他的朋友。第一次见我就这样。
Even when we first met, he really cared for me and took me in as his friend.
我从来没有去过教会。
I've never been to church before.
所以他的爱和关心是我不曾经历过的。
And I've never experienced his type of love and care.
给我留下一个很深刻的印象。
And left a very deep impression in me.
到今天我还记得他。
And I can remember him even till today.
每次你来教会的时候。
And every time you come to church.
你是否有去关心那些新来的人？
Are you caring for the newcomers?
直到他们感受到神的爱。
That they feel God's love.
吃饭的时候，你是否有跟那些在教会比较新的弟兄姐妹或者朋友在一起吃饭？
When you're eating, are you meeting people who are fairly new to the church?
直到他们感到教会不是冷冰冰的。
That they don't feel as the church is cold.
从来没有人看过神。
No one has ever seen God.
但是人可以从我们的身上经历到神。
But people can experience God through us.
我们与神的之间的关系和爱是有密切的关系的。
And our relationship with each other is with God as close relationship with love.
当我们彼此相爱的时候，
when we love one another,
我们就好像主耶稣基督所说的那葡萄树一样。
We are like the branches in the vine that Jesus talked about.
主耶稣是葡萄树。
Jesus is the vine.
我们是枝子。
We are the branches.
主耶稣基督在我们里面，
Jesus is in us.
我们在他的里面，
and we are in him.
然后结出这个果子来，
and we bear fruit.
结出什么果子？
What kind of fruit?
加拉太书第五章第二十二节讲到圣灵所结的果子。
In Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 it talks about the fruit of the Spirit.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱，
and the fruit of the Spirit is love.
所以当我们住在耶稣基督的里面的时候，我们就结出这个仁爱的果子来。
So when we live in Christ, then we bear the fruit of love.
最后，我们要彼此相爱，因为在审判的日子到来的时候，我们有信心。
Finally, we ought to love one another because when the judgment comes in the end, we will have faith.
请看十七节。
Let's look at.
这样爱我们爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子里面坦然无惧。
Let's look at verse 17. That in this way love is made that we may have confidence on the day of judgment, because in this world we are like him.
按照圣经，主耶稣再来的时候有两种审判。
And according to scripture, when Jesus comes again, there's two types of judgment.
第一个审判就是白色大宝座前的审判。
And the first judgment is before the great white throne.
第二个审判是基督台前的审判。
And the second is the judgment before Jesus.
白色大宝座前的审判是为没有信耶稣的人所预备的。
The judgment before the great white throne is prepared for those who did not believe.
基督台前的审判是为基督徒所预备的。
And the judgment before Jesus is prepared for Christians.
基督徒也必须要面对审判。
Christians must also face a judgment.
但是这个审判不是生死的审判。
But this judgment is not a life or death judgment.
而是审判我们在这个世界上所做的事情。
But it's a judgment of the things that we have done here on this world.
所以基督徒在世界上所做的一切将会在基督台前受审判。
And so all that a Christian does will be judged before Jesus.
这个审判将会好像一个奥林匹克运动会一样。
And this judgment is as an Olympic game.
有些人在这个台前得到奖金。
Some people come and will receive a prize.
有些人没有得到奖金。
And some won't.
不但没有得到奖金，还会受亏损。
And not only they not receive any prize, they will receive some loss.
哥林多前书第三章形容基督徒在世所做的事情好像一个建造工程一样。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it mentions all that Christians does is as a building project.
若有人用金银、宝石、草木和鞋在这根基上建造。
If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw,
个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来。
His work will be shown for what it is.
有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。
Because the day will bring it to light, it will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test and the quality of each man's work.
金银宝石是好的材料。
Gold, silver, and costly stones are very good materials.
那草木和鞋，这些都是不好的材料。
Wood, hay, or straw are not good materials.
那么好的材料或者不好的材料都要经过火的试炼。
Both good and bad material will be tested by fire.
我们都知道这些草木和鞋将会被火烧掉。
And we know that wood, hay, or straw will be burned up by fire.
如果我们生命缺少爱的话
If our lives lack love,
可能就会好像这草木和鞋一样被火烧掉受到亏损
It will be as wood, hay, or straw that it will be burned up and there will be great loss
一个要参赛的运动员他必须要操练自己准备自己
An athlete who's going to compete will need to train themselves
当他有充分的准备的时候，他必然会有信心。
And when he has prepared properly, then he will have confidence.
同样的，当我们要坦然无惧来到基督台前的时候
，Likewise, if we're to approach Jesus' throne with confidence,
我们必须要做好准备。
We must prepare.
我们必须要有信心。
We must have faith.
怎么样才有信心
？How can we have faith?
圣经告诉我们，就要彼此相爱。
And that is, we must have.Love one another.
为什么我们要彼此相爱
Why do we need to love one another?
我们要彼此相爱，因为第一，神就是爱。
We need to love one another because first, God is love.
第二，因为是神先爱我们。
Secondly, because God first loved us.
第三，因为别人看到神的爱在我们的身上。
Third, because others would see God's love to us.
最后我们彼此相爱因为在审判的日子到来的时候
Lastly, if we love one another, when the last day of judgment comes,
我们有信心
we will have confidence,
我们也有这个坦然无惧的心
and we will have faith,
让我们彼此相爱吧
Let's love one another,
我们一起同心祷告
Let's pray,
天父我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your word today.
求主帮助我们遵守你的新命令。
Please help us to obey your new command.
让我们彼此相爱。
That we will love one another.
让我们的生命里面表现出耶稣基督的爱。
That in our lives we will be able to express Jesus' love.
让别人看到耶稣基督在我们的身上。
And others would see Jesus in us.
也让我们当我们彼此相爱的时候。
As we love one another.
当审判的日子到来的时候
And when the day of judgment comes,
我们有一个坦然无惧的心
that we would have confidence.
求神帮助我们
Please help us.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 让我们来回应今天的信息
Let's sing the response hymn.
彼此相爱
Love one another. Thank you.